My goal is to succeed. My goal is to win souls to Christ. Amen. I'm going to follow what the Bible says here. I'm going to avoid the foolish and unlearned questions. If I'm out soul winning and somebody asks me a weird question or a dumb question, I'm just going to say, hey, you know what? Why don't we come back to that?
Right.
And then just hope they forget. That's what I do. I always say, well, hey, listen, I don't want to lose my train of thought. I want to show you this one thing real quick about going to heaven. But hold that thought, and how about if we come back to that? And then hopefully we just kind of never get around to it. But if we get around to it after the gospel, okay. But I don't want to lose track of giving the gospel. But I've been soul winning with people sometimes where they're given the gospel, and somebody asks a weird question, and then they just take the bait. They take the bait, and then they go down. And then it gets so confused, and then they get into an argument, and then they don't get anywhere on getting the gospel across. So when we go out soul winning, we need to have patience with people, meaning that if people don't understand right away, we can patiently explain it to them again. And if they're wrong, we don't badger them or act like they're an idiot. Don't act like somebody's dumb. What? You think your works are going to get you to heaven? You stupid or something? You know, you want to be gentle. You want to be patient. You want to be kind. Out soul winning, not rude, not badgering, not argumentative. Right? You want to go out and be nice. And anybody who goes soul winning with me knows that I'm usually very nice. Now, have I sometimes lost it and went off on people? Okay, I've done it. I'm human. I'm not perfect. Okay, everybody has made those mistakes. But in general, if people go soul winning with me, they know that 99% of the time I'm friendly and nice. Every once in a while, somebody gets my goad because I'm a human being. But I try not to let that happen.